I have great pleasure in sending my good wishes and warm greetings to all officers and men of the Territorial Army and Auxiliary Air Force on the occasion of their annual day. Tomorrow is the 14th anniversary of the Territorial Army. It has been a year of major importance in the development of the two organizations which constitute the Citizens Force. Soon after the Chinese launched their unprovoked aggression last year, about two-thirds of the Territorial Army was embodied and detailed for duties in various parts of the country in support of the armed forces. This was a major test to which the People's Forces were put, and I should like to acknowledge the excellent work they have done. They quickly adjusted themselves to field tasks and showed grit and tenacity of purpose. The way in which they have discharged their tasks should make the people of the country proud of their Citizens Force, which has creditably fulfilled its purpose of serving as a second line of defense. The achievements of the force in the last year have convinced us all of the need for consolidating it as a permanent feature of our defense arrangements. I would appeal to men from all ranks of life to continue to join the Territorial Army and Auxiliary Air Force. I have no doubt that there will be a ready response from all quarters and that the People's Force will grow from strength to strength. But willingness to come forward by itself is not sufficient. There should be active encouragement by employers, whether in the public or the private sector, and this encouragement should include a provision that security of service is guaranteed and the difference of civil pay and armed rank pay is made good by the employers. This principle has already been adopted by government. It has also been accepted by constituent members of the Federation of the Indian Chamber of Commerce and Industry and the Associated Chamber of Commerce and Industry. But there are still many industries and commercial concerns which have not yet implemented it. Although a certain financial sacrifice may be involved, these guarantees are the last that the employers can do to give security to these who take up arms in defense of the country and volunteer to risk their lives on behalf of the community. I would therefore appeal to all establishments that have not already done so to accept this principle and implement it from date that their employers were embodied. I have learned with considerable pleasure that prominent citizens in Bombay, Madras, Delhi and Punjab have organized themselves into auxiliary forces welfare associations with a view to promoting interest in the citizens' forces, boosting recruitment and providing amenities to units located in their areas. This is another practical way in which the people of the country can give encouragement to the citizens' force, and I would commend this example to people of areas where it has not been already adopted. The Territorial Army and the Auxiliary Air Force have become an indispensable link in our system of defense. They are the second line of defense and represent the community's effort in looking after itself. I hope that these organizations will prosper and that the valuable traditions which have already been established will be further consolidated as time goes on.